And while we're talking film, let's say hello to Jason DeRosso from The Screen Show. Hello, Jason.
Oh, good morning, Fran.
We've got a new Marvel film out this week, directed by an Australian woman, and it's about one of Marvel's female superheroes, Black Widow. Tell us more about Black Widow, can you?
Yeah, well, Black Widow, a.k.a. Natasha Romanoff, is played by Scarlett Johansson. And, yeah, in this film, which is a film that really goes deep into this character's past and becomes a kind of family drama in a weird way, but in a way that also fits perfectly with, I think, director Kate Shortland's body of work previously to this. And maybe we'll speak about that in a moment. But essentially, Black Widow is on a mission to defeat a Russian kind of spy czar, really, played improbably by Ray Winston. He's not that good with the Russian accent in a film, I think, full of pretty good performances for a Marvel film. And he basically uses a mind control drug to take young girls and train them into his formidable Black Widow assassin army. So that's ostensibly the main thrust of this film. But what ends up happening is that this kind of struggle to free these girls in the name of the sisterhood, I suppose, because there is a sort of strong subtext of sort of feminism in this film, that all takes second place, really, to a road movie in which Black Widow, aka Natasha, reconnects with her family. And they turn out to be this kind of very dysfunctional family of a couple of step-parents, played by David Harbour and Rachel Weisz, and a sister, a step-sister, played by Florence Pugh, who people will remember from Midsummer and Lady Macbeth. She's the first one that Natasha sort of links up with. And there's, you know, they're estranged, and they're estranged for a reason. In the intro to the film, we sort of see them, these two sisters, as children being whisked away by their parents to Cuba as they're being, pursued by agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., the sort of secret service in the Marvel Universe. And fast forward many years, they're very traumatized by sort of what happened in their teenage years. So this is a film that becomes, while it's a Marvel film full of some really great action sequences, it becomes a film that's also about the secrets that families share. And in a way, it sits very well, I think, with Kate Shortland's other films. She comes from a sort of indie background, and she's made films like Somersault way back in the 90s, Law, and even Berlin Syndrome to a lesser degree. These were all films about especially female characters dealing with very complex emotions and not really being able to or having to grapple with how to express these emotions. But anyway, I'm going to play you a bit of the clip now, a clip from the trailer now. And like all trailers for Marvel films, it's just full of lots of big noises and very sort of portentous bits of dialogue. But I think it gives you a sense of the overall mood of the film. Here's the clip.
Natasha, my sister, after all this time, what brings you home?
I'm on the run.
I was trying to do something good. Any more than just a trained killer.
You're fooling yourself. We are still both trained killers.
There's a new world of widows. New enemies. I'm done running from my past.
A new world of Widow. It's got all the trappings of a blockbuster. Kate Shortland's first blockbuster. Pretty different style of film for her when you consider her other movies, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I think what's interesting is that Marvel have recently been recruiting directors from outside of the action movie genre. I mean, the big Academy Award winner of this year, Chloe Zhao, director of Nomadland, is directing the next Marvel film, Eternals. And she is also a filmmaker you wouldn't normally put into this category of filmmaking. I mean, Shortland was actually handpicked by Scarlett Johansson for this movie. She saw something in her body of work. And I was really pleasantly surprised that, I could see it too when I watched this film in the end, because I speak to Kate Shortland on the show today. I mean, this is a Kate Shortland film. And if you like the kinds of thematics that she deals with in her other films, and I mentioned them earlier, I mean, these are very sort of female-centered films. They're films about difficult, intimate relationships. Those themes are in this film. I mean, a lot of people dismiss Marvel films and their inability to sort of run deep. And I think this film isn't without its problems, and it does to a degree try and tie things up a little too neatly by the end. And perhaps even Black Widow herself, Scarlett Johansson, is the least interesting character in it because she has to have longevity as a character and kind of has to be a bit stable to sort of keep underpinning the Avengers franchise. But all the other characters and the glimpses we see of relationships, I think, are well handled in what's a pretty good script that's often funny. It has a good balance between drama, pathos, bit of humour and action. So it's one of the better Marvel films I've seen. So I think Kate Shortland's done a good job with it, and her collaboration with Scarlett Johansson behind the scenes evidently runs quite deep. I mean, they really had both had a big hand in shaping this script to be a bit deeper than a run-of-the-mill action film, I suppose, from a comic book studio. So I was pretty impressed by Black Widow, I must say, especially for fans of Marvel. I think it is one of the better films to release from Marvel in recent times.
Well, I have to say I haven't seen any Marvel movies, but Black Widow, directed by Kate Shortland, that's one I think I'll see. And I know you're talking to Kate on the show today. Jason, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Our own film critic, Jason DeRosso, and you can hear that conversation with Kate Shortland on The Screen Show with Jason, 10:30 this morning. That's coming up.